Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And the website, vital as far as information and logging on to get involved with all the great webinars and events. I keep telling you about the site, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Lots of info, and yeah, you pre-register to log on and take advantage of all the great, and I mean great, webinars and events that have come our way. More to come. One tomorrow, too, we'll talk about. The Dow yesterday, that's a nice finish at 477 points upward. Futures about even. We shall see as far as getting off to a great finish here. This week, as we welcome in Ms. Craig Ferentino with the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville off Broad Hollow Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, awesome day. Holy Thursday, by the way, for the Christian Church. Very exciting day here. So it's the Last Supper. Hopefully, as we close out the quarter, this will be the last meal that we have. And then second quarter brings us also good fortune, but we shall see. Stocks finished higher, as you said in your introduction, and we see the S&P up, S&P 500 up 0.9%, which is that's a good move there. Again, volume is drying up a little bit so that any news can drift at higher or lower at a higher volume, so at a higher percentage. So you saw the 10-year ticking down to 4.19, down from 4.28 last week. So that's nice. We're getting lower 10-year interest rates, which means that mortgages may slightly come down too, or probably in the sixes, the high to mid sixes for the mortgage. And people are very Again, just getting ready. We'll wait. Today's the last day in the quarter. We'll see what the second quarter brings because all statements get printed today, Jay. I mean, or over the weekend, all the first quarter statements, your 401k and everything else. And it's going to look like the S&P poised for the best start to the year since, 2019, really not that long ago. 2019 had a huge year, and the first quarter, certainly in 2019, pre-COVID, was surpassing 2018 and 2017, which also had good starts. So very interesting. And the market is broadening out, meaning that other stocks are going up, not just the Magnificent Seven. As a matter of fact, the Magnificent Seven their dominance is starting to fade because you've had some steep pullbacks in Tesla and, believe it or not, Apple. But the rest of the market remain buoyant. More than half of the stocks in the Standard and Poor's 500 have notched new 52-week highs. So very, very interesting. And now what's really driving is the artificial intelligence, Jay. You're starting to see that as shares of NVIDIA have soared 82%. Other semiconductor stocks such as Advanced Micro Devices, Applied Materials. Now, these are names like AMD was a competitor to Intel. These are names that haven't been brought up in a long time. But you're hearing Advanced Micro Devices, Applied Materials, that's the one that makes the chips. Micron Technology also has chips. All gain more than 20%. And there's one that's competing with NVIDIA. It's a small company called Super Micro Computer, which just joined the Standard & Poor's 500 this month. This, again, in the AI sector, is up more than, Jay, sitting down 200%. So 200% made NVIDIA look very, very interesting. Of course, you had to know to invest in Super Micro Computer, and that's a stock-picking type thing. So most people probably didn't see it. It wasn't in the S&P 500 at the time. We're seeing Esprit also in cryptocurrencies, and gold also moving gold futures have risen 7.1%. You know, another thing, Jay, we don't bring up much, but this is, we are coming up Easter weekend. The price of chocolate has soared to $10,000 per metric, however they trade it. So contracts used to be $3,000, now it's at $10,000. So inflation will be hitting the bunnies, and you should notice that. It's sadly, it happened in the last minute here, so just in the last few weeks. So all the chocolate you see in the store is probably sold under when the contracts of the futures contracts of chocolate were much less. And so I don't think it'll affect the price today. But as you go through the year, they're starting to buy it. It has to do with parts of West Africa not getting enough rain and a few other things like that. So there's just some trading situation. So employers are still hiring. Consumers are spending. As a matter of fact, Home Depot, though, has noticed the drop in their sales at 3%, Jay. And so what they did, big news today, I mean, not that big, is that they went and they bought a roofing company. So when you look at a roofing, so why would Home Depot buy a roofing company? Well, they bought a major roofing distributor because they wanted to get more into the commercial side of the business for really contractors to come in, and they call it the pro business segment. And they think that's the place where Home Depot will be growing in the future. So they bought a company called SRS Distribution, and which is a private company. It's not like that was the stock, and had really an enterprise value of about $18 billion. So it's not a small purchase here. But Home Depot is seeing a drop in its sales, thinks that the future is in buying with the contractors would be interested in. And they did something like that last year. They bought a firm that dealt mostly with porcelain tiles. So they just want to make sure that they're dealing with the actual contractors. It's become more of a contractor store, sort of like what we have here at Riverhead Building Supply, would be like a contractor store. People would be competing on the consumer side of that. They want to go up to that level where they're actually competing with some of these higher led with places where the contract is purchased. So we'll take a look at that. So Jay, that's what we have. Otherwise, it's been a quiet week. Not big news. We have economic news coming out Friday. As I mentioned, I'll be heading to the New York Auto Show. That's going to be exciting as well coming up. Now, hey, this is for all your listeners. We want to get the IRA in. Do I need to get an IRA? Can I contribute to an IRA? I just found out that some of my kids, my own children, Jay, need to contribute because they have earned income. I didn't know exactly how much they have, but if I had $5,000 in the summer of earned income, well, that certainly can be put. That $5,000 could be in an IRA for them. Every penny of it. I can't put in $6,500 because that's the limit for people who are under the age of 50 for 2023. But since they did earn, let's say, $5,110, I could actually contribute, or they could actually contribute, $5,110 into an IRA, and that also could be a Roth IRA. And so there's a calculus as to whether if you contribute to the IRA and you want to get the deduction, you may get $300, $400 back for your child. Whereas if you do a Roth IRA, obviously, you may not get anything back, but it's still that might be the right thing to do for the future. So in one child we had, it was $300 back if he did the deductible IRA, and if he did the Roth IRA, because he was under the major salary limit of, and he was able to $110,000. So we did the Roth IRA, and yes, we're not going to get $300 back from the government. As a matter of fact, we're going to owe $3 in taxes for this person. However, that money that grows from age 19 to age whatever he uses it, 59 and a half or greater, will be all his tax-free. So I don't know. Some people would say, oh, look, I get a deduction. I get a refund from the IRS. Other people may say, no, you know what? I'll take the tax-free growth for 40 years or something like that. You know, that's how that works out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jay, that's what I have for you. Anybody's interested in this strategy, to call our office, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And you can actually schedule a consultation right on the website. That's what I have for today, sir.
And you can't beat that. I'll tell you that much. Tremendous. Tremendous. Now, we have an event tomorrow with you. We have a webinar? No.
Yes, but you know, it's Good Friday, so I'm not going to promote that. As a matter of fact, we're actually closed on Good Friday, so we'll leave it out there for that, Jay.
Okay.
Very important.
Well, listen.
Good Friday, so we'll catch up on Tuesday, actually, but it's an exchange holiday. The actual stock market is closed, and that's been since the many 20, 30 years I've been doing this. It's always been off on Good Friday.
Excellent. So we'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir.
As far as everything, I want you to have a great holiday. Rest it up. Great a holiday for the Ferentinos for Easter. Send everybody my love, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Yes, Jay, you have a great weekend, too. Hopefully you get some rest, and thanks for all the good work you've been doing on your radio show. I love it.